Y'all, I just watched this video on Instagram about basically an uninterested man and his partner. Like, throw that bitch ass nigga to the fucking streets, weird ass nigga. The fuck? Could never be talking to me like that. I'm just saying. Hello, brats and rugrats. Welcome to the podcast. No Megan slander will be tolerated. Okay. Anyways, today's topics that we're going to get into, honestly, they'll just further develop as we go into the podcast. All right. One, I want to talk about niggas I don't fucking like. And at the beginning of the video, I said video, at the beginning of the podcast, you can already tell what type of niggas I don't like. The ones that treat their women like mad weird, mad grimy, you know? I don't like that. Like, if you are not interested in me anymore, please make it known. And honestly, the whole actions over words thing, it comes into play as well. If I feel like you're treating me any type of way, or you don't like me anymore, or like shit is just getting too or becoming too much, no, I'll take my shit and go. And even if I'm not staying with you, I will emotionally pack my shit and go. Like, pack it up, it's wraps from there, wash that shit off my hands, because no, we're not doing that, honey. So honestly, yeah, what type of niggas y'all don't like? Like, what type of nigga would you tolerate? Okay, for, you know, for y'all, what type of nigga would you tolerate? Would you tolerate a nigga in your life that has like excessively overdone it to the point of just exhaustion? You feel me? To a point of, yeah, he may have done this and done that, and he may have hurt me, you know, emotionally or physically, but I still love him. You know, I still want to be with him. Do y'all tolerate that? Y'all tolerate that type of shit? Well, don't. Don't do that to yourself, okay? I promise. I'm not saying the grass is greener, but it damn sure ain't getting watered over there, you know? Like, just move on. Move the fuck on. And that doesn't necessarily have to be with a person. It can definitely be, like, with another... not another. What? It can definitely be, you know, with you. What I mean by that is, just focus on the things that make you happy or bring you joy or bring you peace, like cooking, going back to school, making music, making art. Like, focus on those things that bring you joy, you know, because there are some like draining motherfuckers out here, and they will shun your light, and that is so exhausting, isn't it? You know, like, let's not do that to ourselves. The world is already filled with so much cruelty. Why would we allow it in our lives, in our space? And considering that some of y'all allow it, the qualities and the traits of this person that you believe is your person, I just want to say, your person wouldn't do that to you, okay? I would rather you gather up your things, if you are staying with somebody who is doing that to you, and you love them so much. That's not love, okay? Don't stay in situations that common sense would have been got you out of. That's clock that tea. For real, though. And a lot of y'all stay with people like that because you have abandonment issues. That is not healthy whatsoever. Please don't do that to yourself just because you feel like you won't find your person. In reality, of course you're going to find somebody that's going to love and cherish you someday. But staying with people that you feel should already do so, trying to convince someone of your value, of your worth, or being so persistent with finding change within them, stop. Because in all honesty, everyone would dread if their partner looked or even spoke to them in disgust, you know? So why settle for it if you don't want it? And don't give me the bullshit like, oh, because I love them, I care about them, I really want them. Honey, if they loved and cared about you, they wouldn't be treating you the way that they are now, would they? And don't give me the bullshit that, oh, they're getting help, they're just going through some family issues, or they're going through some shit of their own. Everybody has shit of their own. You're human too. So why would you treat yourself any less of a human just because somebody else is making human decisions? Common sense. And apparently common sense ain't too common now, is it? Because a lot of you really will sit there and fight about it. Like, I guarantee there are so many people that would fight me about exactly what the fuck I just said. Because I'm right. Stop excusing the behaviors of people that you love just because you love them. Because they damn sure won't give you the excuse. You feel me? Stop doing it. And stop getting mad. Stop getting defensive. And just be on your merry way. Leave them where the fuck they belong. Leave them. Leave them where you found them. Leave them. I know what type of niggas I don't like. I don't like no sissy ass nigga. I don't like no dramatic ass nigga. I can't stand niggas that like feel like a woman has to submit to them. I can't stand those niggas. Oh my gosh. Those are the niggas that like, ew. They piss me off. There was this one dude I had spoke with one time, and he thought I was supposed to just submit to him, okay? Because he fucked with me and was like, yeah, I'll get you whatever you want. And, you know, I was young, y'all. I used to be like, oh, he gonna give me whatever I want if I listen. No, bitch, if I obeyed him. Like, it was shit like that. It was so weird. Like, submission is not to obey, you feel me? That's not what submission is. And I feel like a lot of people get that really misconstrued with submission. Like, obeying and submission are two different things, in my opinion. I am not a fucking dog, okay? I feel like if I feel safe, emotionally safe, physically safe, if I am safe with you, if I am comfortable in your presence and I am happy with you and I'm okay with you, I'm safe, like, I can come to you when need be. I can come to you when necessary. Like, I know that I can lean on you, and like when times are hard, hey, all right, you know? But I can't stand no nigga that feel like if he throw money in my face, I just gotta submit. Fuck your money, bitch. Fuck you and your money. I don't care about none of that shit. I don't like those niggas. I'm not a huge fan at all. I don't care. I don't care how much money I got in my account, nigga. I'm not finna settle for a bitch ass nigga who think I'm supposed to be a pet to him just because he think he got it like that. What? You think you could pull bad bitches because you fucked with me? That's how I feel. I don't care. What the fuck? Long story short, me and dude stopped talking completely. Like, I cut him off. We talked for maybe, I believe it was a week, maybe a little less than that. Cause honestly, it wasn't sitting right. He felt like he could control me. And I'm not the type of person that likes to be controlled. My every move can't be controlled. You not finna like just hover over me and feel like you can do whatever the fuck you want or whatever the fuck you please. No. And then, oh my gosh, y'all. So y'all know the niggas that feel like they can get sex out of you just because they're like doing stuff, like the bare minimum shit for you? I don't like those niggas either. Like, no. Every nigga that I've dated, I don't care what nobody say, every nigga that I've dated cannot say that they have touched me. Cause nah, I don't care if we're together. We're not gonna do it just cause you do the bare minimum. What? I don't care. I feel like that's kind of just, I don't know how to explain it, but within human nature, I feel like there's man nature, and I feel like that's in their male nature, is to act like that. I'm not saying all men though. I can't say that because you know how they are with women. They always want to talk like women ain't shit. All women and hoes. I let them be butthurt. I don't really mind. I don't care enough. Go heal. But I know it's not all men though, you know? But for those men who like needs to build their ego out of basically talking down on women or making them feel less of a human or less of a person, those are the niggas I'm talking about. The niggas that feel like they're owed something after doing the bare minimum. Those are the niggas I'm talking about. The niggas who feel like their manhood is played with damn near every fucking day just because they see a woman. Those are the niggas I'm talking about. Just because they're rejected by a woman. Those are the niggas I'm talking about. Like, I don't fuck with them niggas. I don't like those niggas, okay? That's my take on it. Those are the niggas I just don't fuck with. Anywho, Next topic, please. Let's talk about secret animosity coming from family and friends, okay? I feel that everyone sort of goes through this at one point in their life, and it's never, like, intentional. Nobody plans on going through some shit like that. It kind of just happens, you know? Unfortunately, there are a lot of, like, really sick and cruel people in this world who just don't want you to prosper, or who don't want you to see the light that they see in you. Honestly, it's kind of hard to remove yourself from family, especially when you're young, when they have secret animosity towards you. And I'm so sorry for anyone that actually has or is experiencing something like this, because that's so draining. Like, imagine going to the people that are supposed to care and love you, and they're, like, holding so much deep-seated envy for you, towards you. I believe that's so toxic, and it has to be so draining. Honestly, I don't think I've really received or ever related to anyone who has had that happen to them with their family per se, but I have heard stories about it, and quite honestly, it's so disgusting. It's so stupid. There is no reason for you to envy your family. You should want the best for your babies. You should want the best for your kids, your grandkids. You should want the best for your nieces, for your nephews. You should want the best for them. Yet here you are with all this envy because you see them being better than you, which is so terrible. That is so terrible. You're projecting. And I'm so sorry for anybody that's going through that with their family. Like, I really do pray for you. And for those that were able to and are able to leave such a toxic and uninviting household, oh my goodness, I'm sending nothing but prayers and healing your way. I know that had to be so, like, exhausting. Honestly, I have no respect for anybody that has animosity within their own family. Honestly, I feel like friendship animosity is so much worse, though. And my reason for saying that, don't quote me now, but my reason for saying that is because you pick your friends, you know, you pick them and you trust these people. They were once strangers and you got to know them, or you felt like you got to know them, and you've given these people all your secrets. You've told them, especially the best friends, you've told them everything, and you guys, like, been with each other through thick and thin. It's like, wow, you would really do something like that to me. To think I told you everything, not only about my relationships, but, like, about my family. Like, you know things that my family doesn't. That has to be something that's like, damn, you know, like, that's heartbreaking. Like, having friends with secret animosity towards you is so uncool. Not very mindful, not very classy, not very demure. No, but honestly though, it's totally, like, it's probably one of the most traumatizing things as a person. Especially if you're a person with a big heart, it's traumatizing because it leaves you with trust issues. And I myself have a big heart, yet I've been left with a tremendous amount of trust issues due to, like, learning that I had corrupted friends. Like, they were all corrupt in their fucking heads. And it was just bad shit crazy. Like, I had to break off some friendships. And I literally just found out that one of my, not my friend anymore, but her, she had been talking shit behind my back so bad that not only did she have her, like, whoever believing it, but she had so many different people listening to her story, quotation marks, her story, to a point where it was like she wanted me to be the bad guy. And quite honestly, I don't think I care about being the bad guy in anybody's story. I probably would try to defend my name, but honestly, I don't really care. If you see me like that, then you see me like that. Oh well. My whole thing is, this was a girl who I confided in, gave my secrets to. She knew everything, pretty much everything about me. I won't say everything, but damn near. And just like that, showed me her true colors, showed me her hands, showed me her cards, and it was a wrap from there. And I don't like that. I don't like how people can switch up on you so easily. You know, the ones that really have secret animosity towards you, though, are the ones that are boy crazy. Like, the pick-me's, the boy crazy ones, the ones that are so quick to get anybody and everybody to turn on you. Those are the ones you have to watch out for. The ones who play victim in every scenario, even when they know they're wrong. Those are the ones you have to be mindful for. Those secret animosity people, they show their true colors early. It's just sometimes you kind of just don't want to believe it until you feel it yourself. And that sort of happened with me. Like, I didn't want to believe anything until, like, I seen it or I felt it for myself. And I was like, oh yeah, nah, it's a wrap from there, honey. I'm not finna continue to entertain any more BS that you have going on. You can keep that and leave me alone. You've disrupted my peace enough. I'm gonna go ahead and heal. You know, thank you. I hope you heal from whatever made you think that your crazy bad shit plans were okay. You feel me? So yeah, you kind of just, you gotta look out for those kinds of people. And for the men, I feel like it's more so the niggas that will easily bash you, like, around anybody. Like, that will talk down on you or try to show off or, you know, try to make themselves look cool. The secret animosity bros, them. They're so quick to put you down and try to make it seem like what they have is worth way more value than whatever you may have. It's crazy, especially if you're the one that has the most attention on you, or like you have the spotlight right then and there. Them, they are wild. Like, I've seen it from my own eyes. Like, they're crazy, man. They're just like girls, and it's actually insane. Just little girls.
I feel like the best thing you can do is just get over it. Like, if you feel that the need to be competitive with somebody that you're supposed to care about, or you're supposed to consider, like, as one with your circle, you should definitely take a deeper look within yourself, because I know there are a lot of people that don't like losing friends, okay? And if you're one of those people, yet you do have, like, envy for your friends and, you know, all of that, I truly advise you to maybe seek therapy. I promise I'm not being funny. I would suggest, like, maybe some therapy might help. And some people are like, oh no, therapy isn't my thing. Just do it. Because 9 times out of 10, you're only saying that because somebody else said it. Just do it. Just go to therapy. Talk to somebody about it. It's okay. You're not going to get judged. The only person judging you is you. Okay? You're only in competition with yourself. Please remember that as well. You're only in competition with yourself. That's how you get over those types of things. You don't need to be in competition with the world when the only competition in the world is you. Okay? Your fight, it's literally you versus you. Okay? That's it. That's all it is. Don't keep putting yourself in situations or predicaments that you do not want to be in. Okay? Keep your circle, man. Like, for real. Or girl. Keep your circle. Enjoy it. Enjoy yourself. Remove those insecurities. Don't let them block your blessings. Don't let karma slap you. Okay? I promise. Let reality hit you before karma do. Okay? Like, get your shit together. It's okay. As for the people that are just going through it with a friend or a family member? Well, I want to say friend because a lot of people that have family that has secret animosity towards them really can't do anything about it as of right now, because maybe you're like young, maybe you can't really leave the household or anything, but or maybe your financial situation is just really strange or really bad right now. You know, we've all been there. It's okay. I'd say for the ones that can't leave, just start, you know, doing things that make you happy. Do things that you enjoy. Don't worry about them, because at the end of it all, if they really wanted you to leave, they'd kick you out, okay? Just do things that make you happy. Try to find an escape. It's okay. It's normal. You're not running away. I promise. You're not running away from them. You're moving around their negativity. Think of it like that. For the ones that have friends as such, I'd say remove yourself from that negativity. Unfriend them. Stop being cool with them. Don't let them hang out with you. Like, be a mean girl, man. Like, be like, you can't sit with us, you know? But honestly, just don't entertain them anymore. Stop entertaining them. That's what they feed off of. Stop entertaining them, especially if you don't see a change. Because honestly, at the end of the day, somebody that really cares about you wouldn't do the things that they're doing to you. Or say the things that they're saying about you, you know? Because a lot of people will still say to this day that, you know, words can't hurt you, but they do, especially when it comes from people that you love and care about. Start being picky with the people that you allow in your circle. It's okay. Start choosing you. And then on top of that, a lot of you hold like some sort of anger towards yourself when you realize that this is how a friend would treat you, especially the ones that hold on for so long. You feel bad, you end up feeling terrible, and like you feel like shit. You're angry with yourself, and it's like, don't be. You live and you learn. It's okay to make a mistake. It's okay to make mistakes. You're human. You're going to be imperfect. You have flaws. Your flaws don't define you. It's okay. Just forgive yourself. That's all you can do, is forgive yourself and grow. Make sure it doesn't happen again. And if you find yourself in a situation like this again, you remove yourself because you know the signs. You don't continue to allow it just because you think there's going to be good. And also, I don't mean like that's how friends are. I mean like that's what you thought a friend was until you saw their true colors, you know? So just remove yourself from them. Unfortunately, friendship breakups hurt a lot, but you have to remove yourself, and you have to consider how bad it would get in the future if you continue to allow it. How comfortable will they get remaining and still doing the same thing? Don't let them get comfortable. Just remove yourself. Next topic. So, I was asked to do a topic about how motherhood has shaped me and has helped me progress, or how I've progressed within motherhood. And I just want to say, within motherhood, it's honestly just helped me with like maybe a few things, a few surface level things, which is like staying alert, being more aware of my surroundings, because I'm not saying I wasn't. I'm just saying now it's like I'm always on high alert, making sure ain't nobody playing around me or my child, you know. My intuition has been kicking in so much lately. Like, I cannot stress that enough. My intuition has been so spot on lately. Like, I know now. Like, I know. It's made me advocate for myself a little bit more, honestly, because I didn't do that much. But advocating for yourself is super important, especially when it comes down to like hospitals and just, you know, being like letting your voice be voiced. Like, you need to be heard.
It's helped me be like, I want to say less of a I want everybody around and more of a I'm just really cautious on who I have around, you know? So it's kept me on my toes. Being a mother has kept me on my toes. It's been a journey, quite honestly. She's only one and she has so many more years to go. So it's just starting. Like, basically parenthood is just starting. I'm a new mom. And honestly, I can't say that I'm a perfect mom, but I am a trying mom. I am. I'm a trying mom. I'm a keep going mom. I'm a keep pushing mom. Like, I'm a mom. Like, I'm a mama, okay? You can say anything you want about me, but you cannot call me a bad parent. I've been so much more focused on my health because I want her to still have her mother in her life. Because, y'all, you never know when your last day is. And I would hate to shorten my days, you know? So I'm trying for both of us, making sure that I'm good, making sure that she's taken care of, just making sure of the most important things that may seem little, because I love her. Like, I love my baby girl. And man, I want to be around for as long as possible. Like, I swear, at least to her 18th, at least to her 20th, you know, at least. I've learned that I have a pet peeve though within my whole motherhood experience within this year, which is I absolutely hate. And look, I swear, it's so goddamn annoying, but I hate when I hear somebody, like, after I give my baby girl to, like, a family member, I literally hate hearing, did your mama do this for you? Did your mama do that for you? Excuse me. Her mama's right here. She can't respond to you, but I can. I can respond. She can't. She don't even speak. Like, that is so annoying. I'm sorry if you're listening, but I cannot. I do not like it. It is so damn annoying because I didn't know that that was going to be a pet peeve of mine. Honestly, it probably was something in my, like, the back of my mind where I was just like, oh yeah, it's just a little joke. It's something I can laugh off. But yo, fuck are you trying to say? Y'all think I don't be taking care of my child or something? Baby, she is fed. She is bathed. She is clean. Man, that baby is spoiled. She is great from top to fucking bottom. She is great. And who has to deal with her every damn day? Me. So of course I know if my damn baby is good. She is taken care of. That is so annoying though. Like, that is so annoying. Like, I just had that conversation with my grandfather, because my grandfather, he, like, grabbed her out of my arms. Not really, like, grabbed her or nothing. I passed her over to him. And he was like, did your mama feed you? And I'm standing there like, what? Because, y'all, she had just finished eating. I kid you not. That girl had just finished eating. So I'm over there like, her stomach is like, you can tell that she ate. So, you know, and I took it as a joke, but he looked at me, he was like, so did you feed her? And I'm like, yeah, I fed her. What are you talking about? And he was like, yeah, okay. Yeah, whatever. Like, literally, I was like, oh my gosh, what? Y'all, and he's not the only one that does stuff like that. It's just like, that's the prime example right there. It is so annoying. And what I don't like also is like when people try to overstep their boundaries when I tell them not to do something. When I, like, if I tell you not to do something with my child, I'm serious. Do not do it with my child. It's so damn annoying. Like, please, goodness gracious. I remember I got clowned last year by my mother and my grandmother because I did not pierce my daughter's ears. And I'm I'm going to be one of those moms, okay, whatever, but I'm going to be one of those moms where I let my child make her decision. I was told that I should get my daughter's ears pierced because it's a family tradition, and I got them pierced when I was little, and I didn't even feel them, and da 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 da. It was a lot. And I'm like, I feel like it might be best, you know? And my granny was like, I just think that she should get her ears pierced. And my mom, she was like, you know, she was aboard with that. Like, she felt the same way. And I just had to let them know, like, no, we're not doing any of that. And they clowned me. Y'all, they clowned me. I still love them. Like, it was literally just jokes, by the way. But it's just, yeah, like, that's what I mean, though, when I say, you know, I want my baby to grow and to make her own decisions. Like, I feel like it's okay for her to tell me if she wants her ears pierced. I don't think that's bad at all. Like, I feel like it's okay. Like, maybe one day she sees me wearing earrings, or maybe she's going to school and sees, like, other little girls wearing earrings, and she's like, Mama, I saw, like, the prettiest pair of earrings, the prettiest pair of studs, and I want them. And we just gonna have to have that conversation. Well, girl, you gotta get your ears pierced first. Do you want your ears pierced? Or do you want the magnetic earrings? Like, what do you want? You want a dupe? Like, you want a dupe, or you want the real thing? And if she tell me she want the real thing, we gonna get her the real thing. You feel me? I ain't gonna be mad at her. But that's how I feel so far about my motherhood experience. It's literally only been a year and a few months. Yeah. So that's that. And it's about time we end our podcast. We're gonna do affirmations, okay, to end it off. So I need you to repeat after me, all right? Come on, my kings and queens, come on. Ready? Okay. Wasting time that I can't get back is pointless. I'm deserving of better things. Say it. Repeat, okay? Wasting time that I can't get back is pointless. I'm deserving of better things. Next, healing won't hurt me. Taking time for myself will save me. Healing won't hurt me. Taking time for myself will save me. Next, I'm a great human being with a beautiful heart. Good. I'm a great human being with a beautiful heart. And you better fucking know it too. My flaws do not define me. Say it. My flaws do not define me. They add spice and they're beautiful. They add spice and they are beautiful. Mm-hmm. Next, just because it hurts doesn't mean it's forever. I will be okay. Just because it hurts doesn't mean it's forever. I will be okay. Last. Oh, and this one is beautiful, so you better fucking say it. I'm not mad at myself. I'm proud of myself. I am not mad at myself. I am proud of myself. Thank you. You better be. You better fucking be. Now, it was great speaking to all of you, and thank you all for listening. Whatever. Anyway, thanks for stopping by. Remember those little reminders for today and stand on business. Bye-bye.